Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly. TUSA Prepares, thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli in Missouri. And Dr. Sergey Sheely Sorens with us. Welcome, Dr. Sergey.
Hello, and great to be here, Vincent. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, it sounds like you're on a different phone. There's a little bit of a... Sounds like you're at the end of a tunnel.
Oh, okay. Let me see what I can do here, because there's... how is now, sir?
Much better, thank you. Much better.
Okay. Can I... Yeah, if this works, let's go. We'll move forward. If not, I can figure something else out. But yeah.
Okay. Is Dr. Norm Sheely with us today?
No, unfortunately, I had to run to the clinic early day, and then after we do the broadcast, then I've got quite a bit of activity ahead of me.
Okay. Please give him my best. And so here's a question that I have about the PEMF device that you and Dr. Sheely and Lou Cassidy have developed, the one that Mrs. Fennelli and I and our family have used. I absolutely believe it works. And class, it's a coil, which is an antenna, and it's a circular coil. Looks like a small hula hoop, you know, maybe 8-10 inches in diameter. And it's connected to a thin wire that powers it up and a computer-controlled box that pulses electromagnetic frequencies through this antenna. And you just put it on your body, wherever you think that your body could use some rebuilding. And I've been using it on my chest. And Mrs. Fennelli has had a cough for as long as I've known her. And she put it on her chest. And within a very short time, that cough has stopped. And so I know it works. I absolutely, and it's been miraculous for me as well. And we have an instructor, Kathy in Ohio, who has a family friend, and he has cancer. And Kathy and I talked about it, and she decided that she was going to lend her PEMF device to this person who has cancer. And the person is holding his own, whereas the thought was he would not have made it this far. He would be gone, and the expectancy would be gone in 6 months. He's still with us. Have you had similar experiences? I mean, that's a small sample size. It's a sample of one. But I told Kathy that, you know, from my perspective, a non-medical perspective, it's non-invasive. And what harm could be done by it? This person tried it, and it looks like it's working. Now, I'm not making any claims, but have you had experience like that?
Yes, we have. I have a lot of stories where people, from everything from sleep, and of course, if you can get good sleep and rest and reset for circadian rhythm, you can reset a lot of the body functions. To mental, emotional, to a lot of other physical conditions, pulmonary, cardiac, and otherwise. Again, the key is we're not saying we treat or diagnose anything. And just, again, that's a big disclaimer here for everyone out there who may be listening. especially in light of the, governmental agencies and regulations for disclaimers, of course, and of course the information wise. But the idea and the concept is if you can optimize each and every cell of the body, there's trillions of cells in the body, literally, if they're friendly, if they're doing good, if the cell health is proper, if the ATP energy production is good, is allowing for the optimal function, that doesn't make junk, literally. That doesn't make junk. The body will function because cells make up organs and organs, everything communicates, and the body is just a wonderful mesh of various things that come together on a physiological level, and then we have this wonderful human experience, and this human experience can be so much better if we optimize the building blocks. That's what it's all about. And that's mode number one, which is the sweep mode or the human frequency that was discovered back in the 40s, 50s, and then when it was discovered, not that it appeared for the first time, but it was discovered, I should say, 7.83 cycles per second, which is what the frequency on the sweep mode is on the first mode, and actually that into the device, the EMF, that literally has been shown in the early research. They took students in bunkers and the young healthy people, no frequencies, and then they fell apart. They reintroduced the human frequencies, they got better. Discovered the same thing sending out the people in space, NASA. And so now basically there's frequencies that support their safe return in a healthy fashion. So that's mode number one. The mode number two is the gamma for brain optimization in the zone. It's good for mental health, but it's also good for maybe helpful with all sorts of issues, including all kinds of physical, mental, emotional, and otherwise. And last but not least, there's the sleep mode or the delta mode, which is 0 to 3 cycles per second, which is the delta mode, and that supports stage 3 deep sleep. We started talking about sleep as one of the fundamental ways to reset the circadian rhythm, because that's what it's all about. And there's more to that than this, but this is one of the things that supports health. And I've had a number of people, report telling me literally how this literally changed their life, starting with sleep and otherwise. But there's so much more to it than that. I use it 24/7, and Vincent, we believe in it. Yes.
Yeah, and I lent one to Rich Sheban. He's a USA Prepares instructor who lives off grid in Montana. And he and his other half are using it. And I talked to her, and she said that I've talked to her over the years many, many times. And she says that it absolutely, positively works for sleep. And Rich, who uses it for sleep as well, he didn't sleep as well as he'd like to. And he's sleeping really well. So I haven't gotten it back. and I don't know if I ever will. But
Vincent, I think we're going to have to work on your personal unit. I'll attend to that, sir. It's on my list now.
It's absolutely incredible how well it works, class. This is not a commercial. I don't get paid for anything I do. This is an endorsement. This is me telling you that I've been using it for years. And how long have I been using it? Dr. Sheely told me that I have unit number 2. So, yeah. The second one ever built. And your dad and Lou Cassidy came to our house many years ago and brought this bag, his blue bag, and a cloth bag. And Dr. Sheely came to the back door, and he was just grinning from ear to ear. We had a little get-together. And he couldn't wait to hand it to me. Just like he did with the Bliss Oil in the radio studio in Springfield, Missouri. And he wanted me to try it, and I did. And here's something that I wanted to share with you, Dr. Sergey. My mom was hard of hearing, as she was in her 90s. And you've been in our kitchen. And so Sandy and I would be at the island and talking. And my mom couldn't hear us. And I'd say, Mom. And she'd be at the other end of the kitchen, in her chair reading. And Mom, she wouldn't hear. And so I mentioned to Dr. Shealy on the air that, could it work for hearing? So I put it over her head. And for about 15 minutes, and then 30 minutes. And then what happened was miraculous. I would be talking with Mrs. Finelli at the, but at the island on the other end of the kitchen. And my mom would join in. just in a normal tone. So have you had an experience with hearing improvement as well?
There's a few anecdotes here. It doesn't surprise me by any means because, say you optimize the building block, the whole organism gets better. So, but again, please, just to make sure that we're not making any claims, I just want to be very clear on that, so that's, the other thing is, on the internal organs and metabolism as well, it may also assist with that as well. Now, lifestyle and all of the other factors are still very, very important, but it's incredible what happens with a little bit of electromagnetic help to bring back to the optimal earth frequencies.
Mm-hmm. After using it for years, I was on the air with your dad, Dr. Shealy, Norm Shealy, and I said, Dr. Shealy, Tell me if this is correct. Am I right in this? And this was my experience combined with my knowledge of a little bit of science, how this thing might work. And I said, it seems to me that if you have the right electrolytes, if you have the proper amount of hydration, and you have the proper food intake, and the proper vitamin supplementation and mineral supplementation, and if you're getting exercise, so if you're doing everything right and you add this to the equation, it helps the body direct healing to the area where the PEMF coil is. Is that right? And he said, that's right.
I would say absolutely. That's what Doug's been saying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to share that with our class. And class, please be clear. I'm not making any medical claims. I'm just giving you firsthand experience, things that have actually happened with this PEMF device. Now, I can tell you that the one that I sent out to Rich Sheban, the one I lent him, I lent it to somebody else before that, someone who had Parkinson's disease. And I said, okay, I will send this to you, but you're going to have to promise me that you'll use it. Yep, okay. Promise, yep. And if it doesn't work, I'd like it back. Yep, no problem. Well, a couple of weeks went by, and I didn't hear anything. And so I called, and I said, so how's it working? Well, I'll have to try it, really. You've got Parkinson's, and you haven't tried it yet? I'll have to try it. So the answer was that this person did not get no improvement whatsoever. And ultimately, this person died maybe 6 months ago, 8 months ago.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I talked to her husband, and I said, I don't get it. And he told me that she did not try it. Because she thought it was quackery. And I said, I told you all that it works for me. It works for Mrs. Finelli. And it works for other people. So, the one case I know of that it didn't work is because the person didn't use it at all.
Yep. And that's a classic. Yep. You got it.
Yeah. Dr. Sergey Shealy, Soren, and I will be right back. And the question is pregnancy and PEMF.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Sergei Shilisorin is with us. And if you'd like to call the office, the clinic, for an appointment, here's the number, 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. That's in Springfield, Missouri, Central Time Zone. And if you'd like to buy your vitamins and minerals and supplements, the same ones that I buy, and enjoy the same discount that USA Prepares instructors and students enjoy. It's 15% off. USA Prepares 15. So you can go to the website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com, and you can make your purchases right there for your vitamins, minerals, supplements, and the discount is USA Prepares 15. USA Prepares 15. And that applies to the vitamins, minerals, and supplements. So you can get the same discount that I enjoy and get the same vitamins, minerals, and supplements that I enjoy. Dr. Sergei Shilisorin, are there any instances where the pulsed electromagnetic frequency device should not be used? For example, pacemaker, cancer patients, pregnancy, patients, etc.
Yes, there's two notable, I'm not going to say absolute contraindications, but I would say this is where, well, yeah, I could say contraindication just on a period. You know, again, we've had instances of people with pacemakers who haven't told me that they had the pacemaker, and then they got the device and they got the most wonderful testimonial, or or success story, how they love the device, and I'm like, oh God, no, if you have a pacemaker, you know, we make a point of that, you know, because it could do something to the device, but I wasn't able to get them to stop using it after, you know, after they had their experience, but again, that's not my, you know, that's not medical advice per se, you know. And then the other situation is pregnancy, and that pregnancy is a very interesting situation in the field of medicine. Even when I'm talking about Tylenol or an antibiotic, let's say for azithromycin, Z-Pak, you know, an emergency room, and there's always a disclaimer about pregnancy, and this is an interesting one because pregnancy is the most it's one of the most sensitive states where you're talking about the health and life of two individuals, and one is in situ, so to speak. So there's so many factors going on that we just cannot make and will not make any statements on pregnancy other than, we can't recommend using the device in that state as a medical, not medical, but as a general wellness device with that heading all around. But technically, if you think about it, it's a pregnancy is a physiological state, and when things are going well, supporting the body functions and the building blocks, it would make sense to me. So doing so in a safe and effective manner, nutrition, supplements, lifestyle, stress solutions, and of course all the natural things, that's where I would go with that. And of course, listening to the advice of OBGYN, especially if there's any kind of risk concern. But any device, anything, even over-the-counter medications, pregnancy is a very unique state.
Mm-hmm. There's a story that I was following for years, and it's about pregnancy and people who have been shot. You know, with a bullet. And there was a young gal who was pregnant, and she was shot, and she was bleeding out. And her life was saved. And the medical team attributed it to the fact that she was pregnant, and she had an extra blood supply because she was pregnant. Now the unborn baby died. But the belief is that the extra blood supply saved the mother's life. Do you think that's true?
Absolutely, absolutely. There are certain adaptations in a pregnancy state, and one of the first things that happen is mom starts to have enough resources now for two people, and as the second or more people are growing inside, it requires energy, so blood supply is increased, volume is increased. So when something happens like trauma and you bleed out internally or otherwise, usually internally if it's a gunshot wound, you lose a certain amount of blood. And there's that compensation.
Really works, but you find that hard to believe.
We finished today's broadcast, Dr. Sergey. Thank you so much for being with us.
I have today because
of this. Thank you, Vincent. Thanks so much, sir. Appreciate you.
Faith and try it. Well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivitis and test it for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. A congressman is threatening to defund the Department of Justice and Department of Homeland Security. Republican Chip Roy of Texas, speaking with the media on Sunday, says he doesn't intend to take money away from the agencies, but he also says he does not want to give them a blank check until President Biden tells Congress how he plans to restore the DOJ and secure the border. The reigning two-time defending champions have been eliminated from the Women's World Cup. The United States was sent home following a penalty shootout loss to Sweden in Melbourne, Australia yesterday. Following a scoreless regulation, the U.S. was outscored 5-4 on penalty kicks. After three straight makes to begin the shootout, the United States missed three of its next four. The loss marks the worst finish for the Americans at the World Cup. The previous worst finish was third place. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah. I was talking with Jason during the break about washing machines and how some people are buying these new washing machines and they don't think about they can't use the old powdered detergent with these new agitator-less washing machines. They have to buy these pre-sized pods. And, you know, where I might say, well, this is a small load, so I'll just put in half the amount. Or I might have soft water and might put in a fifth the amount of detergent, powdered detergent. But you can't do that with a new high-efficiency washing machine. You have to throw in the pod, and it's pre-measured for you. So if you need a half of one, well, I'll just throw in the whole one because you can't separate them. And so we were talking about that, and then it led me to tomatoes. I was telling him that I was dehydrating tomatoes with Mrs. Fennelly, yesterday, and I was taking all these perfectly beautiful tomatoes, and but you know the insects would take a bite out of just a small and so we'd wash them thoroughly and then dry them, and then I'd cut them up and I'd cut out the bad spots. And I was telling Jason, we were talking about convenience and convenience of these new washing machines. You just throw in the pod of detergent, so it's so easy. And we're talking about some convenience is good. And I said, yeah, like McDonald's. And he said, yeah. And I said, so ketchup, Jason, I was cutting up these tomatoes and I was cutting out all the bad spots. And you think they do that when they make ketchup? And they put it in that nice package and you can't see the tomatoes that went into it. So that was my comment about convenience. Frank Pacheco is with us in Canada, and we're going to be talking about appliances. Appliances 101, specifically today, washing machines, automatic washing machines, and front loaders versus top loaders, maintenance, features, repairs, and things to never do with your washing machine. Welcome, Frank.
Thank you for having me again on your show, for your class.
Yeah.
Because I always look forward, and we just came out of Dr. Shirley Soren's class. Very beautiful information. And myself, I always wonder, because I do emergencies, and I always wonder how a doctor must feel when they have an emergency in front of them. When I go to an emergency washer, dryer, or fridge, at least I can say it's not work repairing. Can you imagine a doctor having to say that?
Yeah. Well, I know him personally. I've been to his home.
Mm-hmm.
He's been to our home many times.
Mm-hmm.
And, believe it or not, we are his his automotive repair source. So mm-hmm. when his vehicles need repair, maintenance, service, if he needs guidance, he comes here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's tried the other shops, and he's seen what mistakes they've made. So we take care of him. And I get a chance to ask him the questions that people would love to ask doctors. And maybe I'll ask him on the air if he'd be comfortable sharing this with the class. But the first time I met him was with his dad, Dr. Norm Shealy. And it was Dr. Shealy's birthday many, many years ago. And I was sitting next to Sergey. My wife was with me. And I said, so, emergency room, what is the, what's it like when you lose a patient? And how many patients would an ER doctor lose, over a given period of time? I'll let him answer that. But
that would be quite an interesting answer, yes.
It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking.
I try to recommend that even though it's an old machine, if you can repair and get parts, please do, because you'll never get another one like it. And sometimes people don't believe me, and they go out and buy a new machine, and less than a year I'm back because it's not doing what they were expecting it to do. Mm-hmm. So especially if you have the Whirlpool, the old GE, and the old Maytag washing machines, I mean, those machines just seem to go for on and on and on and on and on. And it always surprises me that the old Maytag machines, I can still get parts for it. And it's just so beautiful when I can repair that old washer and still going along. So, yeah. And, of course, I've always been curious because, as you know, I was a student, no instructor, and listened to you many a times about your washer and putting oil, transmission oil. Is it a Whirlpool that you have?
Yeah, only Whirlpools. And, I'm such a preparedness-minded individual that I have at least four sets. Now, bear in mind, we have a farm, so we have room for things that maybe people in apartments wouldn't even consider.
Mm-hmm.
But I have four sets of older Whirlpool washing machines, and I have different labels.
Mm-hmm.
for example, one set of labels is Estate, E-S-T-A-T-E. That was Sam's Club's house brand for the Whirlpool washers and dryers. And then we have the Whirlpool brand. And then Roper, R-O-P-E-R, we have
Roper,
them as well. It's the same manufacturing company, Whirlpool. But so some of them are, most of them are white in color, and they are all top loaders. And even back to the days of tan, which would be the early 1990s. And so the reason I have them is many of the parts are interchangeable, the transmission, the motor. And the difference is the size of the tub and the capacity of the tub and the number of cycles. But to be perfectly candid, I think you only need two cycles in my mind. One is really, really gentle for if you're going to wash a shower curtain that happens to be either nylon or rayon.
Absolutely.
And then the regular cycle. That's it, period. You don't need, you know, other than two cycles, that's all you need. And you need some kind of a, either a switch or a dial to select the water level. That's it, period. And with just that, you have fewer problems, fewer things to go wrong. But you're absolutely right. I did get a hypodermic needle, 3 cc's, and I got on my side after the cover was taken off. I was lying on the floor, and I bent this hypodermic needle into the shape of an L, and I pushed some fully synthetic engine oil into this little tiny... to the transmission. And I do it like once a year. And the reason is I believe that just a very small amount of the oil volatilizes and disappears.
Yeah,
The transmission sounds magnificent. It's like brand new. And this thing's 25, 30 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing. I can just imagine. Because I lie around my job. One of the things I like about my job is lying around. Oh, boy.
Yeah, so what are you doing on the floor?
Machines, changing belts and things like that. You need to go down. Believe it or not, at one time I actually fell asleep in front of a dishwasher waiting for a cycle to happen. That was very embarrassing.
So what are your thoughts about front loader? I guess in Canada they're called uploaders. We might call them top loaders.
Well, you know, obviously technology in today's world. And before I go any further, what you said earlier is very important. You don't need that many cycles, many things in a washer. That's why if you're ever buying a washer or any appliances in general, I don't recommend buying the bottom of the line because that's where manufacturers are trying to compete against every other product that's out there. So you get a very inferior complex. But on the other hand, I don't recommend buying the top end of the line because there's going to be a lot of things in there that you actually don't need. And as you said, from on the washing machine, you need some sort of level, hot or cold water, you know, and let it be. Then the more things, the less things that can go wrong. But now, that being said, front loaders are becoming very popular, and we cannot just kind of not talk about them. I still prefer some sort of an uploader. That's the ones where the lid is on top. But the problem today, Vince, is that they're not as made as good as the old Whirlpools. Like, you look at a top loader, there's no agitator. Now they're starting to, some manufacturers are beginning to realize that agitator is very important, and some of them are bringing it back into the market. But for a while, all they had was this little plate in the bottom that kind of had little fins. But guess what? To do a wash, if you ever read the instructions on a machine like that, you literally had to fold your clothes in a certain way so that little thing in the bottom would circulate it around and around and around. Well, I had, meaning myself, a lot of complaints about washability with those washing machines. Now, the biggest problem with the top loaders is that the spin is not as fast as the front loaders. And this is where I have such a hard time deciding what to recommend, because the speed that you can have a front loader going is so big, it's so fast, that you can literally remove those clothes from that washing machine and they'll almost be dry. Now, why is that good? That's good because where do you spend most of your hydro? In a dryer. So it's a very, very hard kind of decision to make. I have a front loader, but that's because of my situation, and because of our, we live in a country, hydro is very, very expensive. Not the hydro itself, it's the transmission of hydro to our house. But if you have a clothesline outside and like you, you can put your clothes, and then a top loader is absolutely perfect.
So when you say hydro, Frank, are you talking about electricity?
The electricity, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So the idea is the centrifugal force of a higher RPM drum with holes in it to spin out the water,
mm-hmm.
or the shape of the drum to spin out the water. The higher the speed, the more water molecules get spun out of the clothes, the faster the drying. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
But what you could do, I would think, is if you have the right whirlpool model with the correct timer, you could spin it twice. You could turn that dial. Okay, so it's done spinning. Let's spin it again. But that was one of the things I wanted to ask you.
You took the word
some
out of my mouth.
Some Whirlpool manufactured models, regardless of brand, have a limiting switch that will not let you spin with the lid open. That's probably all of them. And some of them won't agitate with the lid open.
Yeah.
And so the one that we're using now is my favorite. It lets me agitate with the lid open.
Your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. TeamGaday.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Pacheco's with us. We're talking about washing machines. And I just wanted to let you know, class, that when I put additional lubricating oil in the transmission of our Whirlpool manufactured washing machine, there's a little hole that, and like a pimple almost at the top of the transmission cover. It's a cast iron transmission. It has a stamped steel cover with a like a raised little dome. And in the very top of that dome is a little tiny hole about the size of a point that you would make with a number two pencil lead. And that's where I squeezed in 3 cc's of oil at a time, engine oil. If you use automatic transmission fluid instead of engine oil, even though it's a transmission, you may end up eating the seals. And I would not recommend automatic transmission fluid because automatic transmission fluid seems to eat away at certain kinds of rubber products. So if there's seals that could be damaged or gaskets, it could eat them. So just if you're going to do this, you can use gear oil, but you're going to have to warm it up. You know, like gear oil 75W90 or 5W30 engine oil. And I've used both, and they both work just fine. So I wanted to share that. One other thing I wanted to share is, you know, before we had an agitator Whirlpool manufactured washing machine in my family, my mom had in the 1950s a front loader. And that darn thing leaked 100% of the time. There was no fixing it. And it always leaked water out, you know, out the door. And it was a small door, like a little porthole. It wasn't a great big door. And it just couldn't make a gasket that would keep, you know, all the water in. So I just wanted to share that, you know, this front-loading thing, it's not new. It's been around for about probably 70 years at least. A couple other things I wanted to mention. That there were some really great designs by some great companies. Ford Motor Company, the car company, had a division called Philco, P-H-I-L-C-O. They made washing machines. And they made a washing machine that I convinced my mom and dad to consider buying, and they bought it. And this thing did not have an agitator, per se, that pushed the clothes through the water. It had a wobble plate at the bottom with rubber ears, three rubber ears, and it literally pushed the water through the clothes. So the clothes lasted much, much longer, and it didn't have the piston crankshaft type action of back, forth, And it really was smooth. It was quiet. It worked real well. The only problem with it was that it would take the clothes that you put in the washing machine and it would tie them all into one big knot. And so that was a real negative, because if you had shirts, the shirt sleeves would get tied with other shirts, and you have to untie it, you know, when you went to take the clothes out. Another type of technology was by General Motors, and they had a division that manufactured appliances called Frigidaire. So believe it or not, Frigidaire was a General Motors company, the car company.
Wow.
And what they did was brilliant as well. So instead of pushing the clothes through the water, they pushed the water through the clothes. But instead of a wobble plate, what they used was a piston. So it had what looked like an agitator, but without vanes. And this piston would go up and down, and it would slam the water through the clothes. And it worked great as well. So there are other kinds of designs besides the agitator and the front load and the new agitator-less washing machines. But the ones that work the best are the ones that really move the clothes through the water, like or the Philco. So I just wanted to share that with you. So that's been my experience over the last probably 60 to 70 years.
Vince, you would have made the best appliance repair person in the world.
Well, I don't know about that, but I know a lot of things that I worked on, and I started
that
working on
that. That's amazing. Like, I guess I'm not that old in my industry, because I've been doing it for 30 plus years, to have seen the machines that you are talking about. I have probably, when I first started, the one where the rubber goes up and down, trying to move the water through the clothes. But that's quite amazing. You know, isn't it so interesting? If one needs to analyze the mechanics of anything, how appliances have come so long, eh? And so far, and the technology from every year. And one of them that brings me to mind is a dryer. And I don't know if you remember, in the old dryers, they had like a zillion gears in the back to make that drum go slower than the actual motor. But all of a sudden, someone decides, why not use the drum as the pulley?
Right.
and cause the drum to provide us the RPM that we need for drying clothes. I find appliances so amazing. That's why I love it.
Well, when we come back, can we talk about the advantages of the uploader and the front loader?
Yeah.
And maybe how the water level is controlled. Then maybe the timers, whether we should be using a mechanical timer or a computer controlled timer.
Yep.
And hoses, like, do hoses have a life expectancy? Because when the solenoid shuts off the valve for the fill, bang, it's rough on the hoses.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about that as well.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Well, you
as Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.